This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you decided to skip the llamas yesterday and watch C-SPAN instead, you might have heard this being said on the Senate floor.
2014 has been the warmest year on record. I asked the chair, you know what this is? It's a snowball.
That's Republican Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, the chairman of the Senate Committee on the Environment, and whose book is called The Greatest Hoax, How the Global Warming Conspiracy Threatens Your Future. The snowball stunt yesterday was evidence, viewers were led to believe, that Washington's recent snow is proof of the hoax. That's ideological, but there is also an economic lens here involving the cost of not acting on climate change, yes, but also the benefit of not acting. To whom, though? From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
There is a market for gridlock. In a physical sense, traffic jams are good for street advertisers and this radio show. So it is with climate change. Throw a wrench in the science conversation, or in this case, a snowball, and the incumbent sector wins.
Climate change as a market issue represents a market shift.
Andy Hoffman at the University of Michigan Business School is author of How Culture Shapes the Climate Change Debate.
Some will win, some will lose. Keeping things confused, that's how you create paralysis.
And keep the revenues flowing. Paralysis is an active effort, says Harvard science historian Naomi Oreskes.
A whole network of people have worked for more than 20 years now to prevent action because action threatens their interests and it also threatens their ideology.
Oreskes' upcoming documentary, Merchants of Doubt, features conservative activist Mark Morano. The think tank he works for is funded by fossil interests. Here's a clip from the film.
Gridlock is the greatest friend a global warming skeptic has because that's all you really want. There's no legislation we're championing. We're the negative force. We're just trying to stop stuff.
Morano, it turns out, was one spokesman for Senator Inhofe. For all the winners of paralysis, there are economic losers, says John Hofmeister, former president of Shell Oil. He worked on the doomed climate cap and trade bill back when he was company president.
The economic cost of not preparing sooner rather than later will put us in worse position rather than more favorable position as the years roll on.
That is, inaction raises average global temperatures, thus raising the cost of dealing with it. A study suggests 1 degree hotter costs an extra $150 billion to the U.S. economy. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.